soil with seed in. Okay, what is needed? What is needed? To turn it into something like this. I know they wouldn't grow exactly like this with sunflowers, right? Okay, but use your imagination. What's needed to take it from there to there? Sorry? Rain. Okay, what does rain do? Well, obviously it wets it. Rain's wet. Yeah. What else does it do? Why does being wet help? Sorry? Okay, how does it do that? Yeah? Okay. Yeah? Yeah? Well, yeah, how does it do it? Okay. And why does that help it grow? Stop cheating. Exactly. You're right. Exactly. What else does it need? Sorry? Sun. Sun. Yeah, sun. Why? And what does the sun do? Don't say makes it not wet. Sorry? Pardon? Anyone know what that means? What does that mean?
Well, the leaves get green and bush and
okay.
Fruit.
Yeah, and how does the sun do that? Joe, I need you here. Come here, I need you. How does this, with seeds in it, get to something like that? I know they're two, but pretend they're not different. I knew I shouldn't have asked you, actually. Pretend those seeds are what would grow that.
Well, this plant uses stem systems that have the small sprouters on them.
So okay.
Which is then known as spider plants.
Right.
So they don't really have seeds.
Okay, all right. They're spiders.
They're spider plants.
Okay, so you plant spiders and you get one of those. No. Okay, all right.
The adult plant grows.
Yeah.
And then loads of little stems pop up with smaller buds growing.
Okay.
Which eventually blossom.
This is a better answer than yours.
And then you kind of knock them off.
Yeah.
Try and pull them off.
Right.
And then you can plant that and it will grow.
Okay.
It will grow up.
So how does that happen?
If they have all the things that they need to survive, then they
will. Right, what things do they need to survive? Water. What does the water do? We actually don't. You weren't here at that. Okay. Okay.
And sunlight.
Why does it need nutrients?
Because it needs nutrients to have water, which builds up and helps it grow.
Okay. All right. No, that's really good. That's really good. Thank you. That was a much better answer. What about photosynthesis?
Photosynthesis is where the sunlight gets in the leaves, and nutrients is collected by the roots, and they actually get mixed together, the energy from the sun and the energy from the nutrients, in the leaves, which produces energy, which is then passed down through the rest of the plant to help it grow.
Right. So this is better than saying it got wet, by the way, Wendy.
And that oxygen is produced, which helps us breathe.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Well done. I think for that, Joe... I think you get another sweet for that. Oh, hello. Well done. Thank you. Well done. That was a brilliant explanation by all of you who contributed, particularly by Joe, but by everyone else as well. So thank you for that. But actually, Wendy, you actually hit the nail on the head, because what did you say? Yeah, I have no idea, really. I mean, and what Joe says is absolutely right, but I have no idea how water provides that stuff and sun provides it and why oxygen is needed and how photosynthesis works. I know it does. I know it does, but I have no idea how. I have no idea how. It is God's miracle how those things grow. And what we just read, very quickly... This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seeds on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. How long does it take to grow? It takes... Joe, how long do those spider plants take to grow? Do you know?
A year.
A year. Okay. So you just plant it. You don't plant your spider. But it's just growing. It takes a year to grow. What does the Bible say here? Night and day, whether the man sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. Okay? Joe gave us a brilliant explanation, absolutely brilliant explanation. But still, we don't really understand, in the sense that we can't make it happen ourselves. We can't make it happen ourselves. All by itself, the soil produces corn. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain. As soon as the corn is ripe, he puts a sickle to it because the harvest has come. That seed, and I think what God is trying to say here, is the seeds we sow in our lives make a difference. All of you have been Christians for lots of years, some of us hundreds of years. We've done good things and we've done bad things. Who's done some good things in their life? Yeah. Who's done some bad things? No, I have. Sue, you've done bad things. Not many, Sue, obviously. But we've all done good things, we've all done bad things. But we've all sown seeds in people's lives. And the good things that we do, I think what this is saying to us, the good things that we do as Christians, God is able to use those things. Every time you smile at someone, Sue, every time you're kind to someone in the shop, which is every time someone comes in the shop pretty much, that makes a difference in their life. It may not result in them becoming Christians, but it might, actually. We did, what you do with Thursday Fellowship, what we did over more than 30 years, we ran youth groups here with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families. I have no idea where most of those kids are. Some of them I see around, and we always chat. Some of them I see around, but not many of them. But it is possible that we have sown seeds in lives there that are still seed, that are still growing. It's possible with what Sue's done in the shop, what you've done in Thursday Fellowship, other things we've been involved with. Most of all, through the way you live your lives, it is possible that seeds have been sown that either have or will, in the fullness of time, make a difference. I believe what this, what Jesus was saying here, is that we are responsible for sowing that seed and for sowing it on the good soil, or sowing it wherever. We actually can't be sure where it's going to land on in terms of people's lives. But the things that we do, the good things that we do, whether it's words, whether it's deeds, whether it's being kind to people, doesn't have to be words that talk about Jesus. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. It's how we live our lives. That sows seeds. Yes, Joe, what can you say? It's not about photosynthesis, is it? Because I'm really confused on that. Exactly, and that's sowing seeds. That is exactly right, Joe. Well done. That's exactly the sort of things we do. When we do kind things, when we do kind things to people at school or at home or our friends or whatever, the kind things that we do, when we feed babies, as you say, that is sowing seeds. That's making a difference. We need to sow with our words and our deeds and let God use those seeds that we sow. And it may take weeks, it may take months, it may take years. It may never happen because those seeds may fall on stony ground or on the pathway or whatever. We don't know. But I do believe that you and I, when we get to heaven, will see people in heaven who are there partly or maybe completely because of the seeds we've sown. And we'll have no idea. I think there'll be people we'll see in heaven who we won't have a clue why they're there, but we'll know when we get there. It's because of the seeds we sowed. We have no idea of the effect of what we do. A couple more verses at the end of that. Again, he said,